Broadcasting is a development with which the future must reckon, and reckon seriously. Here is an instrument of almost incalculable importance in the social and political life of the community.
Last year, the manufacturers of wireless apparatus met together by invitation of the post office.
Good evening, everyone. I remember one night in 1923, I'd been to Savoy Hill telling some story or other. I thought, I'd rather like to watch this. Good night, everyone.
And it is my privilege, by the aid of the wizardry of Mr. Marconi in this wonderful house, to speak, as I understand, to many thousands of people.
Intelligent listening. Intelligent listening.
Oh, Jack. Go on.
Time through which we are now passing is of exceptional character. Time through which we are now passing is of exceptional character. Time through which we are now passing is of exceptional character. This is London calling. I have here a very important statement.
Thank you.
when we were quarters.
I shall never forget them. And do you remember how we walked along by the side of the sea? The wild, restless, tumultuous, untamable sea.
The shifting images hurry and shuttle past in a successive quickening pattern that brings the day to life.
This is the regional program, the illumination of the fleet. Once again, we're taking you on board HMS Nelson. Once again, we're taking you on board HMS Nelson.
Here.
Once upon a time, there was an orchestra which was all busy tuning up.
I have a theory about railway engines being bad tempered.
This is the BBC third program. How to listen. Including how not to, how you ought to, and how you won't.
The program is about to begin. The program is about to begin. The program is about to begin.
1 minute to go. You'll go ahead on a green light, then, Beth. Right.
1 minute to go. We can hear now the music of the program before. The producer hands over to the actors and to the engineers. All the work in the writing and the rehearsing of the program, all now coming to a head, all boiling down to this one supreme moment. For a second, his vision extends even beyond, to the audience. For a million wireless sets at the other end, a million separate audiences. Are they ready? Are they listening? Here, the house is empty. There, the set is switched off, but here, license number 865432, Mrs. Moss. Is she listening?
Turn up the wireless, Mrs. Moss. Here,
here.
Let's turn the wireless up a bit.
Dick Button, special agent.
Oh, blimey. Haven't we heard that remark before, sir?
Only about 200 times.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Now, you know, it seems to me the whole world is rocking and rolling.
I'm not playing this musical part with anybody. Crepe shoes, spivvy socks, skin-tight drain pipes, and stitch shirt collar. Well, he wears a waistcoat, but he don't wear a double-breasted coat. He wears a one-button coat, fingertip drape, and he has a white handkerchief in the top of his coat. And he has a double coat, and he talks kind of a bit flash, but still that doesn't matter. And he's got Tony Curtis haircut, black hair, and a little bit that hangs down in the front and a deer at the back. Another night he wears a cheesecake and he looks marvellous.
I shall always remember today. Always. Always. Oh, oh, I'm so happy. I shall always remember today. Always. Always. Oh, oh, I'm so happy, so happy, so happy.
And you're allowed to take one luxury with you to the island.
The
The first duty of the artist is to capture the radio station.
Let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light. And there was light.
Uncared for while the trumpets bray. Song is thin air, our hearts exulting play.
I celebrate myself and sing myself. And what I assume, you shall assume. For every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you.
Somewhere I have never traveled, gladly beyond any experience. Your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. You open always, petal by petal, myself, mysteriously.